So what will we do is that today, maybe generally, I just thought to talk a little bit about now talk a little bit about the karma issue. Okay. So generally, this one thing is saying that whenever we are facing the difficulties, what we have to think is that whatever the difficulties what we are facing, may the difficulties while we are facing and when we are suffering, we have to think that all these are the result of our negative karma. Whether it's a result of a negative karma or not, that's one other question. But the thing is that whenever we start to think that it's a result of our negative karma, what will happen is it gives us a lot of the psychologically relief. So as I told you before, the human mind's way of the thinking is just like can become the habit. So this is the psychologically something like that. So what you can get a lot of relief when you are thinking. It's a past life karma, result of the past life karma. Yeah. So that's why the sometimes the when the people when we in our life when we facing or the, when we having the difficulty of the period or the difficulty of the time, suddenly what will we do is that we will do things. Generally, people will do the two things. Generally, people will do thing. True thing is something like that. They will blame themselves. Why I have to face like difficulties? Why I am like that? Why? It has started to blame the self. This is the one thing generally people thinks. The other thing is that people will do is that when they're having the facing the difficulties or when they're having the tense or the difficulty time. Other thing is that people will do that they will compare their self with the others. Why I'm having like this problem? Why the not the others? These two attitude comes because of the too much thinking of the self, too much of the self-cherishing attitude. Because we're having the too much of the thinking of the self, because we have the very strong self-cherishing attitude. So I know the one professor. I know him quite since a long back. Now he passed away. So I mean this is maybe quite years back. Quite well since he went with a very, I mean the difficulty time because of the physical problem. Then he's having a chemotherapy. At that time once I visited him. So that time he told me that when he is going to the chemotherapy, when they give him the injection, it really like it feels like a pouring the acid into his body, like putting an acid, you know, the hot acid into his body through in the nerves and the blood. He feels such a very strong pain when he is going to the chemotherapy. That time he told me very laughingly, if he can't practice the mind training, maybe he could not face that treatment. He's told me that like. With the smiling and with laughing, he told me that while he was doing this treatment, if he can't practice the mind training, really he could not go through this treatment. So, like this condition, they have to go through this treatment. So only now the treatment is a one problem. We have to accept it. Plus, many people having the psychological very difficult, psychologically more difficult for them. So that's why the when you're thinking of the karma, that is a one thing, very strong practice, which you help to overcome the psychological difficulties. Then really at that
Yes,
time I really know the how the chemotherapy treatment is how difficult and how difficult and how painful. While he was telling me that, so I was very surprised. Two things. One thing is when he was telling me that with that, he told me with smiling that without the training of the mind, without the practicing the mind training, he cannot go through that treatment. So then I really realized that how it helped him really when he was doing this chemotherapy treatment. So that's why there is a saying that when we are having the difficulties, when we are having the suffering, what we can think is that that will purify our negative sin. When we think of like that, then even we could enjoy the pain. So when you think like that
Yes,
way, when
yes.
you are having the pain, when you are having the difficulties, when you can think that the thing that it will purify your negative sin, if you think like that way, then even if you are having the difficulty or pain, you can enjoy that pain. So that's why the most important thing is that the most important thing is that's why. So that's why what these also way of the thinking, these are the way of the thinking that gives a lot of the psychological strength in our day-to-day life. So that's why I always used to say that in our life, when there is a hope, then there is a life. When you lose the hope, then you will lose everything. So hope is something like that you have to generate yourself. This way of your thinking, changing of some of the way of your thinking, then you can bring the hope. Okay, so that's why now the generally when you look at the karma issue, what you're now you are studying, also what you have to do is now you have to try to think of the karma, try to think of the karma that the cause and effect and the karma law of the karma. You also have to mentally you have to start to meditate on this field. So first thing is that you have to understand that when you have created the someone ne when you have committed the negative action, then you have to bear the result. So that's why when if you have committed a negative action, first thing is that what you have to do, you have to try to purify that negative action. Purifying the negative action is the best thing is a true way through the Vajrasattva practice, reciting the Vajrasattva mantra. So this is the one thing. Then the second thing is that what you have is that whenever you have committed any of the negative action, now you have to know that whatever the negative action you have committed, it will bring the negative results. So that's why you have to be very cautious with every of the action. So secondly is that now the in the reality when you have faced any difficulties, when problems, then you have to think that these all the what are the difficulties and the problems are the result of your past life karma. So that's why what you have to think, they think that way and try to purify the negative karma. Okay, yeah, so that's why this is the one thing. So generally the most important thing is our day-to-day life. Most important thing is that when the Buddha was giving the teaching, he told the one thing, the very 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 he emphasized on the one point on very much on the cause and effect in this point. So that's why. So cause and effect is something like that, very much of the I mean it's one of the main point of the Buddhism. So that's why now when you look at the cause and effect this issue, so this is the Buddha have told the one thing that even the exactly to knowing the cause and effect 100% only the Buddha will know it, but it is beyond of the reach of the non-Buddhas how the cause and effect works, beyond the understand beyond of the reach of the non-Buddhas to understand the exactly the how the cause and effect works.